way through John chapter 1, the Gospel of John. This is the last of six sessions, and it covers verses 35 to 51, and it's entitled, What Are You Seeking? What Are You Seeking? This section of chapter 1 is more lengthy as it covers the selection of disciples. Jesus calls, they respond. Simple, right? This method continues today. Jesus calls, we respond. Evangelism becomes easy when Jesus does the calling. Let me read that again. Evangelism becomes easy when Jesus does the calling. We will ask, what are you seeking? And then we will ask, who are you finding? Let's read the passage, and because of time constraints, the commentary will be brief. So let's look at the passage starting with verse 35 of chapter 1. The next day, again, John was standing with two of his disciples, and he looked at Jesus as he walked by and said, Behold, the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, What are you seeking? And they said to him, Rabbi, which means teacher, where are you staying? He said to them, Come and you will see. So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour, or 4 in the afternoon or so. One of the two who heard John speak and followed Jesus was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, We have found the Messiah, which means Christ. He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas, which means Peter or rock. The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. He found Philip and said to him, Follow me. Now, Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Nathanael said to him, Can anything good come out of Nazareth? The answer is yes, but he doubted. Philip said to him, Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit. Nathanael said to him, How do you know me? And Jesus answered him, Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. Nathanael answered, Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel. Jesus answered him, Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these. And he said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man, on the Son of Man. We see John the Baptist again witnessing to the identity of Jesus as the Lamb of God. Two of John's disciples are curious and follow. One is Andrew and the other is unnamed, but is likely John, who becomes John the Apostle, the author of this gospel. Jesus responds to their approach with a profoundly simple and meaningful question. What, not who, what are you seeking? This begs the question, why not who? The entire country was hoping to see the Messiah, who of course would be a who, not a what. What were they seeking? Indeed, ask yourself, what are you seeking? Around us are multitudes of people with needs. They want something. They need something. What do you need? Maybe peace or security, comfort or companionship, forgiveness or freedom from addiction, a sense of purpose and hope. Is there meaning in life? And if so, what meaning is there for me or you? How do I find it? The question is simple, and so is the answer. Come and see. Meet him with a believing friend or visit a Bible-believing church. Ask your questions. Express your frustrations. You will find meaning and truth in your confusion and suffering. For Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Trust him. He calls you. Come and see. This chapter closes with verse 51. Let's read that verse again. And he said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. What does this mean? Jacob, one of the founding fathers of the faith, was traveling in a desolate place. He lays down on the ground to sleep and has a dream or a vision. A ladder, or maybe a stairway, leads from heaven to earth. Angels are traveling up and down on various errands. The Lord God is there with Jacob and promises him a future. In you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. All the families, no time limit. You see, God cares about mankind corporately and individually. He cares about you. Access to heaven and meaning in this life is on or through the Son of God, the Son of Man, God with us. He calls, come and see. Father, what an amazing truth it is that this world not only was created by you and made for your Son and made for your church, the bride of Christ, but also you're interested in it in every detail. That this ladder that Jacob saw, this stairway, is evidence that you communicate with man and mankind in various ways, and certainly through your word, that you love and you care, and that life is meaningful down here, that you have a promise for each one of us that helps us learn about you and glorify you. Help us find that. What do you seek? Whom do you seek? Father, we look for you and we desire you, and by faith we find you. What a great blessing that is, in Jesus' name.